Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Leapfrog Hospital Safety Grade Town Hall call. Please note today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Missy Danforth. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you, everyone. Good afternoon, and thanks for joining us today for the Spring 2017 Hospital Safety Grade Town Hall call. My name is Missy Danforth. I'm the Vice President of Hospital Ratings here at Leapfrog. I have been trying to actually load the handouts onto the GoToWebinar toolbar for about 10 minutes, and it is not working, so I will be sending these out immediately following the event. Today, I'm going to review some general information, including eligibility, cover just a handful of measure highlights, share some information about reporting periods, review the scoring methodology, though from the looks of who signed on to today's webinar, I think some of our attendees could probably give this presentation as well as I can. Review the details of the safety grade review period and some important dates, and then as always, at the end, I'll open the line for questions. The webinar today is being recorded, and we will be sending out a copy of the recording and posting it on our website as well. So first, for those who may not be familiar, the hospital safety grade is an A, B, C, D, or F letter grade reflecting how safe hospitals are for patients. The safety grade was first launched in June 2012. It was formerly known as the Hospital Safety Score. The grade is issued two times per year, once in April and once in October. And lots more information is available on our website, hospitalsafetygrade.org. For the most part, general acute care hospitals receive a hospital safety grade. There are some exceptions. General acute care hospitals that don't have enough data, so that may be missing more than 9 measure scores for the process measures or 5 measure scores for the outcome measures, can't receive a score. So sometimes very small general acute care hospitals that may have very low volume may be missing too much information for us to give them a score, even though otherwise they would meet the criteria. In addition, hospitals that don't voluntarily report to the AHA annual survey or HIT supplement or Leapfrog's voluntary annual survey may oftentimes be missing too many process measures to receive a score. In addition, because the score relies heavily on publicly available data that comes directly from CMS, other certain types of hospitals are excluded, such as specialty hospitals, critical access hospitals, freestanding pediatric facilities, and non-IPPS participating hospitals like those in Maryland. I'm now going to briefly give a scoring overview. So a unique thing about the hospital safety grade is that it includes measures that are publicly reported from national data sources reflecting individual hospital results. So that means we're primarily using 3 data sources, the Leapfrog Hospital Survey, which is a voluntary annual survey, data from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and also information that we get from the American Hospital Association annual survey and HIT supplement. Both are voluntary surveys. In addition, almost all of the measures we include in the safety grade are endorsed or in use by a national measurement entity. As I mentioned, about half of the measures come directly from CMS and are included in the CMS Inpatient Quality Reporting Program, as well as a number of the measures are included in the CMS HAC Reduction Program. A number of the measures from the Leapfrog Hospital Survey are also nationally endorsed and are publicly available on our website, leapfroggroup.org. In addition, one of the special things about the hospital safety grade is that all of the measures are laser-focused on patient safety, and our national expert panel has defined that as keeping patients free from harm. So we only include measures that directly quantify patient safety events, that assess processes that lead to better patient outcomes, and that have been identified by experts as important to patient safety. Currently, the hospital safety grade includes 30 measures, 15 process measures, and 15 outcome measures. The 15 process measures come from three data sources. So first, for CPOE and ICU physician staffing, our only Prague Hospital survey is the primary data source. But we do use the 2015 AHA annual survey or HIT supplement as a secondary data source. Currently, LeapFrog is the only data source for the 8 NQF endorsed safe practices, and CMS is the only data source for the 5 patient experience measures. We also include 15 outcome measures in the safety grade. CMS is the only data source for the 3 hospital-acquired condition measures, including foreign object retained, air embolism, and falls and trauma. Our only Prague Hospital survey is the primary data source for the 5 infections. There are 2 reasons for that. One is LeapFrog survey data is more current than CMS data. And the other reason is because LeapFrog aligns with the CDC's own policy of requiring hospitals to report by facility, where CMS actually rolls up infection information at the Medicare provider number level. However, for those hospitals that don't participate in the LeapFrog Hospital Survey, we do use that CMS hospital compare data for CLABSI, CODI, SSI following major colon surgery, MRSA, and C. diff. And last, we use several patient safety indicators. All of these measures are calculated by CMS, and we do not have a secondary data source for these. A couple measure highlights I wanted to review with you all today. First, in terms of the 15 process measures, every hospital receiving a score this spring has had their patient experience measures updated. So CMS updates these patient experience measures on a quarterly basis. We're using results from CMS that were published in December 2016. For those hospitals that either submitted a LeapFrog Hospital survey for the first time after August 31st, or resubmitted their LeapFrog Hospital survey after August 31st with updated responses, you may see updated results for CPOE, ICU physician staffing, and the 8 NQF safe practices. If you didn't update or resubmit your survey after August 31st, you'll see the same information we used in the fall. For those hospitals that didn't submit a LeapFrog Hospital survey, if you submitted a 2015 AHA annual survey, you will see updated information for ICU physician staffing. We don't have updated information from AHA for the HIT supplement that we use as a secondary data source for the CPOE measure. In terms of the outcome measures, for all hospitals receiving a score this spring, there have been no updates to the HACR PSI measures. These are CMS claims-based measures, and they're only updated once a year in July. So that means we do use the same rates in both the fall score and the next spring score. For those hospitals that submitted a LeapFrog Hospital survey, if you submitted for the first time after August 31st, or you updated and then resubmitted your survey after August 31st, you'll likely see updates to your hospital-acquired infection measures. CMS, LeapFrog offers hospitals 2 reporting periods, so they can always show their most current performance on those measures. And many hospitals do take advantage of that opportunity to update their hospital-acquired infections data after August 31st. If you submitted a survey but didn't make any updates to your survey and resubmit after August 31st, again, you're going to see the same information that we used in the fall 2016. If your hospital didn't submit a LeapFrog Hospital survey and instead were using that CMS hospital compare data for those 5 hospital-acquired infection measures, you will see updated results. We actually are using the hospital compare data for those 5 infections that was published in October 2016, and I'm going to talk more about that in just a second. Reporting periods. The spring is always a little bit confusing, particularly for those LeapFrog reporting hospitals, and I'm going to cover that right now. So first, for those structural measures that come from the survey that we use in the safety grade, so CPOE, ICU physician staffing, and the 8 NQF safe practices, the reporting period will match the survey year, so you'll see that is 2016. That's no different from what you saw in the fall. However, because we have two reporting periods for the outcome measures, so those five hospital-acquired infection measures, and because the data snapshot date for the hospital safety grade this spring was January 31st, you'll actually see a reporting period of 1-1-2015 to 6-30-2016 to account for the fact that some hospitals that submitted a survey before September 1st reported on calendar year 2015, and those hospitals that submitted or resubmitted on or after September 1st would have reported on the more current reporting period, the 12 months ending June 30th, 2016. There's a note about this reporting period for those LeapFrog reporting hospitals in the data review instructions and the scoring methodology documents. But certainly if you have any questions, let me know when I open the line at the end. For the CMS measures, I've provided a link here to the CMS reporting periods. And again, the only note I want to make is about the hospital-acquired infection measures. As I mentioned, you know, we typically would use the most current CMS data for those five infections. But for this spring, we actually had to use the October update, and we had to do that for a couple reasons. So first was that October was the last time that CMS published the ICU-only CLABSI and CODI measures that we used in the hospital safety grade. In this December update, CMS actually removed the ICU-only CLABSI and CODI measures, and now moving forward only includes the ICU and select ward CLABSI and CODI measures. In addition, in December 2016, as I'm sure all of you know, CMS updated both the baseline used to calculate the standardized infection ratios and the standardized infection ratio methodology. And so rather than trying to figure out how to compare that CMS data based on the newer baselines and the new methodology and the new CLABSI and CODI measures, we decided to actually use the CMS October update so we can have the same measures for those LeapFrog reporting hospitals and non-LeapFrog reporting hospitals. The weighting for each of the measures, including in the safety grade, hasn't changed. We have two measure domains, each weighted at 50%. We have three criteria for weighting individual measures. We look at the strength of the evidence, the opportunity, which is actually based on the coefficient of variation within each measure, and we looked at the impact, which is both the number of patients affected by the event and the severity of harm to individual patients. Each weight is calculated in the same way. We take the opportunity, multiply by the impact, and add that to the evidence score. You can see the details for each of the measure weights in both the scoring methodology document and the hospital safety grade calculator that we make available on the data review website. As always, we will continue to use our Z-score methodology. The Z-score allows us to standardize data from individual measures that are reported out on different scales. And so as you know, for the process and structural measures, a higher score is always better. For the outcome measures, a lower score is always better. The Z-score methodology is actually a count of how many standard deviations a hospital's score on a measure is away from the mean. That means that if your measure score is at the mean, you will always have a Z-score of 0. Negative Z-scores indicate that your performance is worse than average, and positive Z-scores indicate that your score is better than average. You can see how each of your individual measure scores gets translated to a Z-score by using the safety grade calculator, again, that we make available on the data review website. To calculate the overall numerical score, and again, because we're in the data review period, the numerical score you see on that website is preliminary. It is likely to change for all hospitals when we refresh the website following the data review website, and that's because of changes that occur during the data review period. We always find out that a hospital is closed, or that a hospital's Medicare provider number has changed. We need to make updates accordingly. To calculate the overall numerical score, each hospital will sum the Z-score for each measure multiplied by the measure weight. If you are missing a score for any of the measures, the weight for that measure is reapportioned to other measures within the same domain where you do have a measure score. We do add 3.0 to each hospital's final numerical score to avoid confusion with interpreting negative patient safety scores. And again, all of these calculations are detailed in that scoring methodology document and the safety grade and the safety grade calculator. So we opened our data review period for this spring's grade on February 21st. It'll close on March 10th. Hopefully everyone by now has received either an email from our help desk with instructions and a username and password to log on to this website, or a letter in the mail that would have been sent directly to your CEO and includes the same exact information that we include in the email. Emails with usernames and passwords are only sent to LeapFrog reporting hospitals. They're emailed to the hospital CEO and the primary survey contact. Hospitals that didn't participate in the survey where we don't have that email information, we send the letter directly to your CEO. When you log on to the data review website, you will be able to provide some contact information so we can send you important announcements throughout the next couple of months. We do ask you to confirm your hospital's name, address, and Medicare provider number. I've seen a lot of hospital name changes already due to mergers and acquisitions. We want you to review the source data and also look at the materials we make available, like the calculator and the methodology document, so you have a full understanding of how your score was calculated. In addition, as I mentioned, you'll be able to review that preliminary numerical score, which will eventually be translated into a letter grade after March 10th. This is a screenshot of the contact information page. It is very important that you confirm your Medicare provider number. If that number is wrong, we ask you to contact the help desk immediately. Because we bring in all of your CMS data based on that Medicare provider number, if that information is wrong, then it's likely your CMS data is wrong as well. And that's something that we can update while we're in the data review period. We've also provided some additional guidance for hospitals this year. We've heard some feedback from hospitals that they aren't getting our electronic newsletters. Early last year, LeapFrog actually transitioned companies, and we're now using a company called MailChimp. So we've provided some information to make sure that our emails that we send out in bulk are getting through to you, since they often have important information and dates. Once you've confirmed your hospital's name, address, and Medicare provider number and provided us with some contact information, you'll move on to the hospital source data page. On this page, you'll be able to see all of the information that we're using to calculate your spring 2017 safety grade. We also provide you with several important documents, including instructions to complete the data review process, a copy of the safety grade methodology document, the spring 2017 calculator, our policy on correcting data used in the safety grade, and if your hospital did not submit a LeapFrog hospital survey, and we're using that CMS infection data, we've actually provided a downloadable zip drive for you to easily be able to access those infection SIRs. Again, that only applies to those hospitals that didn't submit a LeapFrog hospital survey. Further down on the page, you'll see a table. The table includes all 30 measures. You'll see some text links, so you can easily access the public reports that we use to get each measure score, their reporting period and the measure score. And as always, you'll be asked to confirm that we recorded the right measure score based on the report that is listed in the data source column. I will tell you, we received a number of help desk tickets from hospitals that are confused because they're using the CMS files to look at their infection SIRs, when actually the data source is listed as the LeapFrog Hospital Survey. So please make sure that you're going to the public report that's listed in this table. If the LeapFrog Hospital Survey is listed as the data source, please don't try to match up your data to the CMS file. It's not going to match. I've provided some screenshots that can help you understand where you can find some of these reports. Again, because we've now included the direct links right in the source data table, I think it's much easier. So when you click, for example, the text link for the 2016 LeapFrog Hospital Survey, you'll be taken to the survey dashboard login page. You'll need to enter your 16-digit security code and email address. When you get to the survey dashboard, you'll see a function button at the top that says View Hospital Details Page. This will actually provide the scores and details for all of the measures from the LeapFrog Hospital Survey. And I've just provided a couple of screenshots here so you can easily access your CPOE, ICU staffing, safe practice, and infection information. For those hospitals looking for their CMS reports, again, we've provided those direct text links. You'll be taken to one of several CMS online databases. You're able to actually search for your hospital in the database using either your hospital's name or your Medicare provider number without the dash and including that leading zero. And then what you'll need to do is match up the measure ID and the score with what we have listed in the source data table. Lastly, if your hospital relies on either the AHA annual survey or HIT supplement for CPOE or ICU physician staffing information, if you do want to confirm those responses are correct, you'll need to contact AHA Health Forum directly if you don't have a copy of your survey. So what should you do if a measure score doesn't match the public report? And so first and foremost, as I mentioned, please do double and triple check that you're looking at the correct source, the correct measure, and the correct reporting period. What we'll need at the help desk is actually a screenshot of the public report that shows a different measure score for that measure for the reporting period that we're using, and we'll work with you to resolve the problem. And lastly, on the data review website, you'll be able to see your preliminary numerical score. We've reattached on this page the methodology and calculator as well as the changes in measure weights document. After we close the data review period on March 10th, we'll actually refresh this website with your final numerical score. The hospitals will be able to preview their letter grade prior to the public release. Some important dates. January 31st was the data snapshot date for the spring safety grade. For the hospitals that submitted a survey, on February 21st, we sent an email to your hospital CEO and primary survey contact with the username and password and other information so you could participate in the courtesy data review period. For hospitals that did not submit a survey, we sent a letter to your CEO with the same exact information, including instructions and a username and password to participate in the data review period. February 21st to March 10th will be the data review period. In mid-April, we will refresh the data review website with the final data and the final numerical scores, and hospitals will be given a two-week preview period to view their letter grades before they're published at the end of April. This is a change. In previous years, we provided hospitals with a 48-hour preview period to see their letter grades. The fall was the first time we experimented with a two-week preview period. It went very well, and so it will be our attempt to continue that two-week preview period moving forward. I've provided a link here if you want more information about important dates. This is also the page where eventually we'll post the recording and the slides from today's webinar. A couple of notices for the upcoming fall 2017 grade. We're already here at LeapFrog looking forward to that. So first and foremost, as we've discussed, we will be removing those ICU-only CLABSI and CODI measures from the grade to align with CDC and CMS, and we'll be bringing in the CLABSI and CODI measures that include both ICUs and select inpatient wards. In addition, we are expecting to receive updated measure scores for not only those patient experience measures, but also the hospital-acquired condition measures and the patient safety indicators. CMS typically sends out preview reports for these measures in the spring, usually around the April and May time period. So please make sure you take a look at those preview reports because we will be using those updated rates in the fall 2017 safety grade. As always, if you have questions at any point, please contact our help desk. And there's always lots of information available on our website, hospitalsafetygrade.org. I'm going to stop there and ask Holly to come back on the line and give instructions for those who would like to submit a question.
Thank you, Missy. And ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. A voice prompt on the phone line will indicate when your line is open. Again, that is star 1 to ask a question at this time. We'll take our first question in the queue. Caller, please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hello. The question that I have is do we, does the hospitals individually have to do any type of calculations at the end once we're done reviewing our scores and comparing them to make sure they're correctly? They're correct. Do we have to do any type of calculations? I see there was like a methodology calculator listed.
Right, and so that's actually a tool for you to use to be able to see the details behind how your final numerical safety score was calculated. So you don't have to use the calculator, but it does sometimes provide helpful information, including a better understanding of how we calculate these scores for each measure, and again, how we arrived at this final numerical score.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And we'll take our next question in the queue. Car, please go ahead. Your line is open. And caller, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hi. I had a question regarding what the selected wards were that would be included in the CLEBSI and CAUTI measure.
So first of all, that won't occur until fall 2017. And it will be the same inpatient wards that are currently included in the NHSN surveillance reporting used by CMS. So I believe it's medical, surgical, and medical surgical wards, both adult and pediatric.
And does this answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. We'll move on in the queue. Car, please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, this is Trudy Harris calling from Gulf Coast Division. Just wanted to see if we would get a little bit more information about what the upcoming survey was going to look like. I see that last slide still said proposed. Do we know what the 2017 survey is going to have on it?
Sure. So today's webinar is really focused on the hospital safety grade program. We will be publishing information later this month on the final changes to the 2017 LeapFrog Hospital Survey. We'll be distributing that information to all of the primary, secondary, and system contacts that submitted a 2016 LeapFrog Hospital Survey.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And we'll move on to the next question. Car, please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yeah, can you explain a little more about how the LeapFrog on-site validation process works, how many times a year it's done, how you get chosen, you know, what kind of stuff you should have prepared if, you know, you're chosen?
So today's webinar is really focused on the hospital safety grade, not the LeapFrog hospital survey. But if you submit a ticket to the help desk, I'd be happy to provide you with that information. I just don't want to take any time away from today's call for those hospitals that may have specific questions about the safety grade.
Okay.
Thank you. And we'll take our next question.
I think that you've already answered it. My name is Joan Grossman, and I'm calling from St. Charles Hospital on Long Island, and I conduct the CPOE test and actual survey, and I got the feeling from some previous emails that there will be some changes, probably for the better, which I'm looking forward to. And I can see now that today is not the day where I'll learn those, but you can assure me that I will be seeing what those changes are, or is there any chance that it would be a webinar that we could join?
Yep, we actually held two webinars to review the changes to the CPOE evaluation tool, one in January and one in February. If you go to our website, leapfroggroup.org/survey, and look under the Get Help section, you'll actually see a link to our town hall calls. You can download the slides and the recordings from those webinars that took place in January and February. We will not be holding any additional ones.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And we'll take our next question in the queue. Car, please go ahead.
Hi. I have a question about the safety grade calculator. I just wanted to verify the data that's published on the calculator before we put our data into it. Is that composed of all the hospital's data that submit hospital data to the survey already? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, are all the means in there, all the other hospitals' means?
So the means and standard deviations that you see in both the methodology document and the calculator for each measure are based on the entire cohort of hospitals receiving a score this spring if they had a score for that measure, regardless of whether or not they reported to the survey.
That's all I wanted to make sure, because it changed from fall to spring. The means did change. I wanted to make sure that it was just because there's more hospitals submitting, more hospitals taking part in this.
Yep, it's sometimes more and sometimes it's different hospitals as well.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. I just wanted to verify that to tell
you. You're welcome. That was a good question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll move on in the queue. Carl, please go ahead.
Hi. I have a question regarding the data submission periods for the hospital-acquired conditions, infections. You mentioned that on the validation sheet that the CAUTI and the CLABSI, et cetera, are January 1st of 15 to June 30th of 16. When we submitted the survey prior to the last deadline of December 31st, we had the option of 1-1 of 2015 through 12-31 of 15 or 7-1 of 15 through 6-30 of 16. So when we submitted those numbers, our line days and our infections, that doesn't quite match up to what we're validating now. There's another 6 months in the what appears in the validation.
And that's so I'm sorry if that was confusing. You're only ever going to be using a 12-month reporting period.
Okay.
Because the data that comes from the survey comes from one of two 12-month reporting periods, we just display the reporting period in such a way so it encompasses both 12-month reporting periods.
Gotcha. I understand. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
And we'll take our next question in the queue. Carl, please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hello?
And that caller actually just dropped from the queue. We'll move on in the queue. Carl, please go ahead.
Good afternoon. I have a question regarding the possible measure score. While I was reviewing our data, I saw some possible measure score for the process measures, but I did not see possible measure score for the outcome measures.
I'm not sure what you mean by possible measure scores. It may be...
For instance, let me give you, for the CPOE, is the possible measure score, the total, the maximum score you can get is 400, and on some of them is 40, some of them is 20, on some of the measures, on some of the process measures. But for the outcome measures, I didn't see that.
That's correct. For the process and structural measures, there's actually a maximum score you can receive.
Mm-hmm.
For the outcome measures, because they're quantitative measures and calculated on a range and typically run along a continuum, we don't have a minimum or a maximum score that's possible.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And we'll take our next question. Clara, please go ahead.
Yes, hi. I was just actually, you've already answered this question, which was where do you place the previous webinar slides, such as today's or any prior ones, and I think you already mentioned on the Get Help section, correct?
Right. So if you're looking for slides related to the LeapFrog Hospital Survey, so we've actually done a bunch of webinars this winter. We did two on the CPOE tool. We did two on joining our NHSN group. Those are available at leapfroggroup.org/survey. Under Get Help, you'll actually see a link that says Town Hall Calls, and we post everything there. If you're
including
looking for the slides,
call.
Yeah. If you're looking for the slides related to the safety grade, you're going to go to the hospitalsafetygrade.org website. You'll actually see a hyperlink at the top that will say for hospitals, and we'll post everything there.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question. Claire, please go ahead.
Hello, I was wondering if you could just summarize quickly. I think I saw it in one of the slides that went by
for those of us that did not resubmit any information at the end of December, by the end of December, the main change that affected our score for spring was updated HCAHPS information. Am I summarizing that correctly?
So there's actually two things, not to confuse you, but I want to give you a complete answer. So if you never updated your survey, the only data you're likely to see change are those five patient experience measures.
Right.
However, even if your individual measure score didn't change, it's likely that your Z-score has changed for each of the measures because, again, every round we have a different number of hospitals and a slightly different cohort of hospitals. And that means the mean and standard deviation for each of the measures is going to change.
Okay, I understand.
So I think two documents would be helpful. One, obviously, is that calculator. The second is we actually publish right underneath your preliminary numerical score a change document that actually starts in June 2012. So you can actually track the changes in the means and standard deviations that we use to calculate the Z-scores. You'll also see there are some slight changes to the weights from fall 2016. So there's sort of a combination of things that may have you result in a slightly different numerical score, not just the update to those patient experience measures, if that makes sense.
Yes, that does make sense. Thank you. And then one follow-up question, please. You said something about you changed email servers, and it's something about chimps. And we need to make sure that comes through. Is that also posted on the LeapFrog website at the Get Help thing?
It's right on the data review website. When you log into the data review website for the first time, you'll see this contact information screen. It's right at the bottom of that screen.
Okay.
So we were using a kind of like a bulk electronic newsletter company, and we switched to one called MailChimp. And we've heard from hospitals that our MailChimp notices are getting caught in there.
I was suspecting that happened because I never heard about those CPOE webinars, which I would have been interested in. So, great.
And
thank you.
So we provided some instructions here, which we think actually will help get that information through.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
and
you.
If anyone needs links to those CPOE webinars, just go ahead and submit a ticket to the help desk, and we'll go ahead and just send you that direct link if you have a hard time finding it.
Thank you. And moving along in the queue, we'll take our next question.
Yes, hi. I was wondering if the translation of the actual score, the numerical score that we just were able to get by submitting our data, is that going to translate the same way to the letter grade as it had in the last survey?
So the last round of the safety grade was fall 2016. We don't actually look at the letter grade cut points until the close of the data review period. There's always some changes that occur, and so we do wait until all of those scores are finalized. But as I mentioned, like we did in the fall, hospitals will actually have a two-week review period this year. When they'll be able to review that, what we call explanation of letter grades document, and review their letter grade and contact the help desk if they have any questions. So I can't say for sure what's going to change or not change. I can't tell you you're going to have 2 weeks to review it, and that 2 weeks should begin in mid-April.
So in the past, has that changed?
We have changed the letter grade cut point several times since June 2012.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And we'll take our next question. Clark, please go ahead.
Hi, this is Isis Zambrana from Jackson Health System in Miami. Hey, Missy.
Hi, Isis.
Hi. How you? Listen, quick question. Just wanted to know if there's any further update on CMS agreeing to be more current with the data that they release. I remember when we met in Orlando, you had spoken about engaging them regarding that. Any update on that?
I don't, unfortunately, have any updates. What we know is that they have committed, as far as we know, to updating those hospital-acquired condition measures on an annual basis to be aligned with the reporting period for the patient safety indicators. That was one of the measures that had the biggest lag. So that means in July, the PSIs and the HAC measures will roll forward 12 months. So instead of 2013 to 2015, it should be 2014 to 2016. They have been updating the infection to the patient experience measures on a quarterly basis, and our understanding is that they'll continue to do that.
Okay.
But other than that, unfortunately, I don't have any exciting updates to share.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you. And we'll take our next question. Carr, please go ahead.
Hi. This is Sarah. I'm just wondering, like, we submitted, resubmitted the survey. So going back to slide 12, where it says for the last bullet right there, December 2016 update to hospital compare included SIRS based on new baseline and SIR methodology. So, like, if our...
That was the explanation of why we're not using that data. So we're not using the updated SIRS that CMS posted in December in the hospital safety grade this spring. We're using one of two things, either your LeapFrog hospital survey results or your CMS hospital compare data for those five infections that was published by CMS in October 2016.
So you are using the CMS hospital compare data?
Only if you didn't submit a LeapFrog hospital survey.
Okay, and if we did, then you would use the...
Then we would use your LeapFrog hospital survey results for those five measures. And for the reporting period, you would not have used the new rebaseline data because we had specific instructions on what you needed to report there.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And we'll move along in the queue. We'll take our next question. Carr, please go ahead. And Carr, your line is open. Please go ahead.
My question was actually answered already.
Oh, okay.
But thank you.
Right, thank you. And moving along in the queue, we'll take our next question.
Yes, I have a question regarding the ICU physician staffing. If we have more than one ICU, we actually have eight, do I need all eight to be in compliance to answer yes to all of the questions, or can it just be the majority, or how would I know how to answer those questions?
Yep. Are you referring to the LeapFrog hospital survey questions or the AHA annual survey questions?
The LeapFrog Section 5 ICU physician staffing.
Perfect. So if you look in that section, question 2 actually asks you to only report on whether or not you have an adult or pediatric medical and or surgical ICU or neuro ICU. So it is limited to those ICU types. You can see that in question 2.
Correct, but I have several adult, general medical, and surgical ICUs.
Yep.
So do I need to count all of those, or can I just count, like, 2 out of the 3?
No, you need to count all of them. And when answering the questions, we do have in the end note that you need to report on the ICU that has the least restrictive coverage. And so that means if you have a pediatric med-surg ICU that has 24/7 intensivist coverage, but in another ICU you only have intensivist coverage 4 hours a day, 7 days a week, you would report on that least restrictive ICU type.
Can you say that once again for me, please?
Yep. Actually, what would be great is if you could submit this question to the help desk, I'll actually send you the reference that comes directly from the hard copy of the survey, because we do have an end note that addresses this exact question, and I don't have that in front of me right now, so it would be best for me to be able to reference that language.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Sure. Just put attention, Missy, on your ticket, and I'll see it as soon as it comes in. I'll grab it.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And we'll take our next question.
Hi. I'm fairly a little new to this LeapFrog. So when we submitted our survey back in fall and we got our score, this spring is just the exact same survey that was in the fall. And so the time frame of the data pool is the exact same one as fall as it is in spring. Am I understanding
this
correctly?
Kind of half, I'm going to say half yes, half no. So the hospital safety grade and the LeapFrog hospital survey are two separate and distinct programs.
Okay.
So we do use a handful of the measures from the LeapFrog hospital survey in the hospital safety grade because they're endorsed, publicly reported by hospital, and because, again, they have that laser focus on safety. But what you'll notice, hopefully, is that there are lots of measures on the LeapFrog hospital survey that aren't included in the safety grade. For example, we have a number of maternity care measures. We have the antibiotic stewardship measure. We have some readmission measures. So not all of the survey measures are used in the safety grade. The safety grade is only issued twice a year, once in the spring and once in the fall. And the safety grade uses data not just from the survey but also from CMS. And so what we do is we publish data snapshot dates for the safety grade. The most recent data snapshot date, basically what we're using this spring, was January 31st. And so we're using your measure scores for those 30 measures that were public on January 31st, again. And so whether or not you made any updates to your survey, you're still going to see some changes to your measure scores because we're using those 15 CMS measures. And CMS has updated those five patient experience measures.
I see. Okay. Yeah, because when I do the comparison from spring to fall, I notice that most of the results are the same with minor tweaks, but that's because you're pulling it from CMS. So let's say if we, and I, since I don't get those emails or the, you know, the letters from the CEO, so I don't know what I'm supposed to do to go in to make any changes or to make updates. So is that this is the review time for me to go in and say, yep, the data is correct and leave it as is, or if it's wrong, make changes?
Nope. So, again, the survey and the safety score are separate and distinct programs. So LeapFrog Hospital survey is open from April 1st to December 31st. In the instructions for the survey, we include instructions on how and when you can make updates to those responses. But after the survey closes, you can't make any updates to that information. So any opportunity to update your 2016 LeapFrog Hospital survey has sort of come and gone.
Okay.
The data review period for the hospital safety grade is really an opportunity to make sure that we have your information correct. So, for example, we have already heard from a couple of hospitals, from a couple of health systems that, you know, this hospital is closed, so they need to be removed. Sometimes we'll receive a Medicare provider number update because those aren't always published in real time. I don't think we've ever made a recording error, but it would be an opportunity for you to say, hey, we found a recording error that you need to update. So that's really the purpose of the data review period. And importantly,
okay,
to really understand, yeah, how we're calculating that score. So when you see your letter grade, you have an understanding of sort of how that was calculated. And so the materials on the website are really meant to provide you as transparently as possible all of the background calculations. So when you see that A, B, C, D, or F letter grade, you can explain to other folks in your hospital how that was calculated.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Sure. And then what I would say, though, is if you're new to the survey and you have some questions about the survey itself, we do have a LeapFrog Hospital Survey Users Group, and there's information about that on our website, leapfroggroup.org/survey, and that may be valuable for you to join that group. We have monthly webinars specifically focused on the survey.
Oh, good to know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And we'll take our next question. Clark, please go ahead.
Yes. My question was, when I look at my predicted score on the site, it's one number. When I go and I put all of my individual scores into the, the scoring calculator, I get a different higher number.
Do you have any missing measures? So when you look at your, when you look at your scores,
not applicable.
Okay, so you do have some NAs in this column right here.
Some NAs in the, and I'm trying to see, like, when I do the calculator, it comes out as the preliminary normalized score is 2.9866, and then on the site it's like 2.93 something.
Yep. So this. Usually a couple of reasons for that. One is sometimes hospitals will enter a zero instead of an NA, and that's going to impact your score, since zero is often an actual score. Yep. And the second thing you're going to want to do is make sure that you didn't have any typos when you're entering in your data. some of the values, particularly the SIRS for the five infections, go up to 3 decimal places. You do need to enter them exactly how they appear.
Yes.
If you've double-checked that you didn't make any data entry errors, go ahead and submit the calculator to the help desk and put attention
okay.
Missy, and I'll take a look. But I have a feeling it's probably one of those two things.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Thank you. And we'll take our next question. Claire, please go ahead.
My question has already been answered.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
We'll move along in the queue. Claire, please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hello. I'm still looking at the source data, the slide that you have pulled up here. I'm new to LeapFrog also, so I guess I have to go online and join the group also. But when I went in and I clicked on the data source link, for example, like the CPOE, the entry, and then when I clicked on the link and it directed me to another link and it showed the scoring details, but at what point will I be able to compare the data to make sure our hospitals is correct in order to match yes or no? Like, I could never actually get to that point. I did submit a request to the help desk, though.
So when you follow this text link, it should actually take you to this dashboard. Then when you view the hospital details page, you should see all the measures listed.
Mm-hmm.
For CPOE, we actually use this performance category score that's described in the scoring methodology.
Okay.
So if you had a score, for example, under the performance category as fully meets the standard,
uh-huh.
As described in the scoring methodology document, that would equal 100 points used in the safety grade.
Mm-hmm.
So on the screen, you would see 100.
Okay.
You do the same thing for ICU physician staffing. For the NQS safe practices, we post your exact scoring detail. So, for example, for safe practice 1, on the hospital details page, it displayed a score of 120. When you go to the source data page, you see 120.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you. And we'll take our next question in the queue. Carl, please go ahead.
Hi, this is Isis again at Jackson. Missy, quick question regarding the patient experience data that is available in the preview period. Is it going to update prior to the April safety grade?
No, not.
Okay, so it's what's in there, right?
Yes.
Okay, when is the next quarterly update from CMS?
So CMS will update it sometime in April, but we have no idea when. And
okay.
So. Yeah, what you see on the source data page is what we're going to use.
Okay, so the next update from CMS should come in April, and that would be after the publishing of the April safety grade. Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. That was a good question.
And we'll move along to our next question in the queue. Claire, please go ahead. Your line is open.
My question is, if we submitted that LeapFrog survey, and it's pulling from the LeapFrog hospital survey, but one of the outcomes in the infection is not pulling from there, and because possibly that it's not significant enough, will it go back to the CMS?
I don't think I understand your question. So you're saying that you don't have a standardized infection ratio. When you look at your LeapFrog hospital survey results for one of the infections?
Right, so it's not applicable.
Wouldn't mean that it's not applicable? Is it actually, instead of a standardized infection ratio, does it say unable to calculate score, which would indicate that your sample size was likely too small?
Yes.
Then you'll receive unable to calculate score for that measure, and there's actually a note about that in the scoring methodology. So, for example, if you reported to LeapFrog on central line-associated bloodstream infections in your ICUs, and the number of expected infections based on the number of line days and infections was less than 1, we would have scored you as unable to calculate score. And then that measure won't be used in the hospital safety grade.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And at this time, I have no further questions in the queue. Missy, I'll turn the conference back over to you for any additional closing remarks.
Sure. So thanks so much, everyone, for joining me today. These were fantastic questions. For those of you who wanted answers about the 2017 survey, go ahead and submit those to the help desk. We do have some town hall calls coming up specifically for the 2017 survey, and I'll make sure you get that information. If you're looking for the slides and recordings from the CPOE evaluation tool town hall calls we did in January and February, submit a ticket to the help desk. I'll get you all that information. If you need me to look at the calculator, I think one caller was having a calculation issue, go ahead and submit that. Put attention, Missy. As I mentioned, the data review period will close on March 10th, so still some time. If you're part of a hospital system, make sure others know that this is going on right now so everyone has an opportunity. As always, if you have questions, please use our help desk. They're very responsive and can provide thorough answers. Thanks so much for joining me today, and we'll talk to you all very soon. Have a great afternoon. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And again, ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. We thank you for your participation.